Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather, and this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today we're diving into some groundbreaking research that's pushing the boundaries of what AI can do. From Kolmogorov-Arnold Networks outshining traditional models in accuracy and interpretability,
to Instant Family's innovative approach to zero-shot multi-ID image generation, it's a thrilling time for advancements in AI capabilities.
Not to mention the strides being made in language models and reasoning optimization. We're looking at faster, more efficient models and enhanced reasoning processes that could redefine AI interactions.
And let's not forget about extending context lengths in models like Llama 3 to achieve unprecedented performance levels. The implications are vast and fascinating.
So, whether you're into the technicalities of neural network architectures or curious about the latest in AI-driven image generation and language processing, today's episode has something for everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Today, we're discussing a fascinating development called Kolmogorov-Arnold Networks, or KANs for short. Inspired by the Kolmogorov-Arnold representation theorem, researchers propose these as alternatives to the more traditional multi-layer perceptrons, known as MLPs. The key innovation here is swapping out fixed activation functions in MLPs with learnable activation functions on what they term the edges of the network, essentially transforming every weight parameter into a univariate function parameterized as a spline.
That sounds like a significant shift from how we usually think about neural networks. So instead of having these static functions determining neuron output, KANs adapt and learn the best way to activate across each connection. This flexibility must introduce some interesting dynamics.
Absolutely, Heather. The flexibility leads to some impressive advantages. For starters, KANs can outperform MLPs in both accuracy and interpretability while being much smaller in size. When it comes to tasks like data fitting and solving partial differential equations, smaller KAN models achieve comparable or even better results than their larger MLP counterparts.
And what about understanding these networks? One of the critiques of deep learning models is that they often act as black boxes.
That's where another benefit of KANs comes in. Due to their structure, they are much easier to visualize and interpret compared to MLPs. This makes them not just more efficient, but also more user-friendly for scientists and researchers who might use them to discover new mathematical and physical laws.
It's exciting to think about AI that doesn't just learn, but does so in a way that's inherently more interpretable and collaborative with human users. This could really change how we approach complex problem solving in fields like mathematics and physics.
Exactly, Heather. While this is an initial step, the implications for improving deep learning models are substantial. KANs represent a promising direction for making AI not only smarter, but also more intuitive and accessible for scientific discovery and beyond. The paper we're looking at today, titled Instant Family, takes a significant step forward in the personalized image generation field. At its core, it introduces an innovative approach to create images that not only incorporate multiple concepts, but do so in a way that's cohesive and visually appealing. What stands out is its novel masked cross-attention mechanism alongside a multimodal embedding stack, enabling what they call zero-shot multi-ID image generation.
That sounds quite technical, Jacob. To break it down, the zero-shot part means the model can generate images with these multiple identities or concepts without having seen those exact combinations during training. This ability hinges on their use of a pre-trained face recognition model to preserve identities by utilizing both global and local features of the image in combination with text descriptions.
Exactly, Heather. And it's this integration that allows for precise control over how these identities or concepts are blended together in the generated images. The researchers highlight how Instant Family outperforms existing methods, particularly in scenarios involving multiple identities, something that has historically been a challenge.
This achievement suggests practical applications could be vast, right? For instance, in digital marketing for personalized advertising, or even in gaming for creating more diverse and realistic characters based on textual descriptions alone.
Absolutely. The scalability of Instant Family also opens up possibilities for handling more complex compositions than it was initially trained for, indicating its potential beyond just personal use to industries where visual content is king. With state-of-the-art performance in preserving both single and multiple IDs in generated images, Instant Family could indeed redefine how we approach personalized content creation moving forward. So, today we're discussing an intriguing piece of research that takes a new spin on training large language models like GPT and Llama. The core idea here is about efficiency, specifically, how these models learn from the data they're trained on. Traditionally, these models predict the next word in a sequence one at a time. This paper suggests a twist, predicting multiple future tokens simultaneously.
Right, Jacob. The approach involves using multiple output heads that operate on a shared model structure, each predicting a different future token in the sequence. It's like having several predictions branching out from the same starting point, which they found to be more sample efficient. This means the model gets better at making predictions without needing extra training time.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how this method not only speeds up learning, but also improves the model's performance significantly on tasks like coding challenges. For example, their 13 billion parameter model solved 12% more problems on human eval and 17% more on MBPP benchmarks compared to traditional next token prediction models.
And there's an added bonus for real-world applications. Models trained this way are up to 3 times faster at inference. That's even when processing large batches of data, which is critical for reducing computing costs and making AI tools more accessible.
Plus, this approach seems particularly beneficial as models get larger and are trained over longer periods. It also enhances their ability to develop what's known as induction heads, improving their algorithmic reasoning skills, a key component for tasks requiring complex problem solving.
In essence, it's not just about making these AI systems faster or slightly more efficient. It's about significantly boosting their learning capabilities and performance across various tasks without additional training resources. Considering the growing importance of AI in both code generation and natural language processing, these improvements could have wide-ranging implications for future developments in AI technology.
Let's dive into a fascinating development in AI reasoning tasks. The paper we're discussing today introduces an iterative method that significantly improves the way AI systems reason, specifically targeting how these systems generate and select chains of thought, or COT, to arrive at correct answers.
Right, Jacob. The core idea here is quite innovative. Instead of just generating responses, this approach evaluates competing reasoning steps, identifying which ones lead to success and which ones don't. It then iteratively refines these steps to improve accuracy. They've modified what's known as the DPO loss by adding a negative log likelihood term, which turned out to be a game changer for the efficiency of this process.
Exactly, Heather. And the results speak volumes. They applied this method to Llama 2 70B chat across different reasoning benchmarks like GSM-8K and Math, seeing dramatic improvements. For instance, on GSM-8K, accuracy jumped from 55.6% to 81.6%, and even higher to 88.7%, with majority voting from multiple samples.
What's really compelling about this research is its real-world application potential. Improving reasoning abilities in AI can have far-reaching impacts across sectors like education, where teaching math or science could be revolutionized, or even in everyday applications like more intuitive chatbots.
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that these improvements were achieved without resorting to externally sourced datasets. They worked within the confines of existing training sets. This makes their approach both efficient and scalable, a crucial step forward for developing more intelligent AI systems capable of complex reasoning tasks. Today, we're discussing a significant leap in the capabilities of language models, specifically the extension of Llama 3 8B instructs context length from 8,000 to 80,000 via QLoRa fine-tuning. This breakthrough not only increases the model's range, but does so with remarkable efficiency.
Exactly, Jacob. The process took just 8 hours on a single machine equipped with 8 A800 GPUs, which is outstanding. But what stands out even more is how this extension enables the model to perform better across various tasks like NHS, topic retrieval, and long context language understanding without losing its grip on shorter contexts.
And here's the kicker. This was all achieved with just 3,500 synthetic training samples generated by GPT-4. It really highlights an underappreciated aspect of large language models: their ability to stretch their original capacities with relatively minimal data input.
That's a game changer for AI research, more so because the team behind this development is making everything public, from data and models to their entire training pipeline on GitHub. This move promises to accelerate further innovations in language model research, especially in extending context lengths even beyond 80,000.
Absolutely, Heather. It's not just about pushing boundaries. It's about doing so efficiently and openly, enabling a broader community to build on these advancements. This could redefine how we approach challenges in AI, particularly in developing models that understand and generate text over extensive narratives or discussions seamlessly. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.